respect.
Yeah. You earned it. You earned it, boys. You earned it. Right here on Radio Valencia. Holy hot damn son of a bitch. Wow. If you're not hooting and hollering, you must be dead right here. The good old Grateful Dead, recorded May 9th, 1977, from Buffalo, New York. What a stellar version of Music Never Stopped. You know, when they, if it either be, you know, like music or a deal, you know, to end the set, is always a favorite. Like, what's coming? You know if it's going to be a Bobby song, chances of Music Could Never Stopped is always hot. And that one was freaking amazing. You know, the day before that, May 8th, 77, is considered the greatest Grateful Dead show of all time. Of course, any dead trader like myself would tell you, well, that May 8th show from Barton Hall, Cornell, that was a pristine soundboard that made the rounds in the 80s sooner than most. And so everybody got it. And it is a hot show. Don't get me wrong. That Scarlet Fire is top notch, folks. But I have to say, it's, you know, this next show, the next night was as good. And that music was hard to beat. Okay. All right, I had to get that out of my system. Did you check out that greatest story ever told just before? What did you think of that? From September 28th, 1972, did you pick out that solo Jerry was doing, that St. Stephen jam there? Wasn't that great? I think that's the only time. I'm pretty sure it's the only time he ever did that. And, oh, it's a tasty one. Anyway, paying tribute to the great Bob Weir, who passed away a week ago at the age of 78. With me, John Hell, Hell's Kitchen Radio. I am the resident dead freak. There are many of us in the house that are deadheads, but I think I'm the biggest freak of them all. All right, so we got a huge announcement here. It's a big time. It's big. Okay, so San Francisco, we're going to change genres. Not in the music I'm playing, but I'm going to talk about an event that is coming up that I want all of you to come to. Radio Valencia is co-presenting under the SF Music Week and Noise Pop banner. 50 years of punk rock in San Francisco, celebrating not only the 50th anniversary of punk, but the 50th anniversary of the newly reopened Mabuhay Gardens in North Beach and on Broadway. That's right. The double duo club, Mabuhay Gardens downstairs, formerly a Filipino restaurant that Dirk Dirksen took over and started promoting punk shows in 1976. And then on Broadway soon after, a larger venue. They're being reopened under, you know, they're going to be a nonprofit under the Whole Earth Foundation. Tom Watson bought the building, rebranding it Mabuhay Gardens and on Broadway. And Radio Valencia is co-presenting a full day. It's going to be really exciting, starting doors at 2, downstairs at the MAB, the Fab MAB. We're going to start a panel discussion with rock historian Richie Utenberger. He's going to be hosting with the great and amazing Steve DePace of Flipper. This really is a celebration that's going to feature Flipper and friends. So the panel discussion, Steve DePace, we're going to have the great Penelope Houston of the Avengers on there. We have members of Crime, the great San Francisco punk band, on the panel. V Vale of Research and Search and Destroy magazine is going to be on the panel as well. We're going to be having record stores coming down, being vendors there on site, punk rock vendors. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a 50th anniversary commemorative poster, two of them, one by the great Chris Shaw, another one by Richie Goodtimes. I could not be more excited about this. This is really going to be so much fun, because then another great punk band of the day, Mutants, are going to be playing a set downstairs of stage that they graced many, many times back in the 70s and 80s. And then starting, doors are open 7 o'clock for Upstairs and on Broadway, and we're going to have a cavalcade of excellent, excellent musicians and bands, starting off with a young punk band, all-female band called Bitch Fit. And then we're going to have Ralph Spite of Victim's Family has a great band called The Freak Accident. They're going to be playing. The legendary Frightwig is playing. Fang is also on the bill, and headlining are Flip and Friends, where they're going to be bringing up a whole bunch of great friends, including members of the Avengers, members of Dead Kennedys are going to be there on stage too. It is going to be a huge night. I was so excited about this. I love the history. It's just going to be so over the top stellar. Tickets are on sale soon. You should be checking out our Instagram and Facebook for this one. So follow us on Instagram, Radio Valencia, and of course on Facebook. We're going to be posting quite a bit, all of our shows talking about it. We're going to be DJing. Radio Valencia DJs in the house. We're going to have Radio Valencia merch. You can come buy shirts. All the bands will be having merch as well. It's something to come to. You're going to want to go to it, because you're going to want to say you were there. And I could not be more excited to be doing this. And I'm working with Steve DePace on this together. He and I are co-producing it. It's going to be a great time. Show up. Have fun. Tickets on sale probably within a week or so. So stay tuned. Be paying attention. It's going to be really fun. I can't wait. It's just going to be a blast. All right, we're going to get back to it. What are we doing now? Oh, right on. Let's jump to December 26, 1979 at the Oakland Arena. This would have been known as the Henry J. Kaiser today, back then, just the Oakland Arena. And this is a 15-minute long, just freaking jammed out version of a great song called Estimated Profit right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
Hey! way. I ain't even know where we are. Rainbows in down that highway where ocean blues flow. My time coming, voices say, and they tell me where to go. Don't worry about me. Nah, nah, don't worry about me. Go. Nine, nine, nine.
everybody's favorite punt game, move back. Now, when I tell you to take a step back, everybody take a step back, right?
Right.
Okay, take a step back. And take another step back. And take yet another step back. And another. Take a step back. Everybody feel better? What do you mean, no?
All these people in front are getting horribly smashed here. So that means all you people in the back have to move back.
Well, feel
just
real
move
guilty.
Back some.
Then all your friends up front won't be real bug-eyed.
Others trust in mine. I don't trust nothing but an
faces of the storm.
Thank you.
awesome music there for the Grateful Dead. It's all been Grateful Dead, though, hasn't it? February 14th, 1968. There's some new Potato Caboose. Let's all breathe after that one. If you're a fan of, you know, like that vintage Dead, like I am Primal Dead, as us freaks call it, that 67, 68, 69 era. And really even only early 69, because then they got into the cowboy stuff, which is great. I love it. Like, don't get me wrong. But that is the shit right there, right? Am I right? I am right. Right here with me, John Hell, on Radio Valencia, paying tribute there to the late, great Bobby Ace Weir, passed away a week ago, the age of 78. I was talking earlier in the show about going to the memorial in Golden Gate of Army, not Golden Gate Park, but Civic Center. Yeah, I was at Jerry's Memorial, over 100,000. That was powerful. 1995, the Dead were at their apex. Maybe just about to drift down from it, but still, they were so strong. What else did we hear in that set? Just before New Potato Caboose, we heard the very first playing of the band from February 18th, 1971. That show itself is pretty legendary. For many reasons, actually. But one of which, it was Mickey Hart's last show with the band until that October, that when he arrived, surprisingly, on October 19th, 1974, on those retirement shows that they did, and then back in the fold following that. If you're a fan of the Dead, you know the story. If you're not, study it. It's a good one. Before that, Bobby and Jerry telling the fans, take a step back. That goes from the May 8th, 1977. Take a step back. And started off the set, there was some estimated profit. December 26, 1979. John Hell going on until 10 o'clock. A lot of music still left to play. And I'm going to end with, this is sort of what you would hear post-drums coming up. That's my plan for you. I wanted to do this. Like what? Kind of like, you know, in sets, if you will. Yeah, that makes sense to you. I think it should, because this is really, I figured, you know, if we're going to do it, we got to do it right. You know, we got to play it so you guys, you know, almost like as if you're at the show. But the thing is, we only have a certain amount of time, so I don't want to take that much more. All my shows are archived at RadioValencia.fm on the podcast page. You can also go to my blog, the Hellfire blog, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. Once again, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. I announced earlier that we're doing a big show at the Mabuhay Gardens and on Broadway February 28th. It's a huge 50th anniversary of punk rock in San Francisco and 50th anniversary of the MAB, the Fab MAB, which is reopening. Very exciting news. And Radio Valencia is co-presenting the show. Follow our social media and you will get more information. Tickets are on sale very soon. We couldn't be more excited about this. Next week on my show, it's my best of 2025. Lots of great music came out last year. Please tune in. And a lot of our shows are doing best of this week and next week. So I encourage you strongly to tune in. All right, let's jump to 1989. Is that where we're going? 1989, yeah, October 9th, 1989, as a matter of fact. This is a later day Dead and great stuff, and a really stellar version of a great second set song, especially when Bobby really got going. They were not a very political band, but this is a song that probably had some of the most political overtones going. I'm talking about Throwing Stones right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
Painted with the skin of sky, brushing someone to see what a home for you and me. A beautiful vice, or so I love sweet space. A closer look reveals the human race. Full of hope, full of graces that you play, but afraid we may lay our heart to waste. There's a fear down here we can't forget. As diving in just yet. Always awake, always around. Singing ashes, ashes all flow. Ashes, ashes all flow. Watching the ball river into the night. In again the hunt begins. In again the blood wind calls. Fly again, the morning sun will rise, but the darkness never goes from sight.
shake the bone. Send the politician, I'm throwing stones. Singing ashes, ashes, it's all thrown out.
Thanks so much for tuning in. John Hell, Radio Valencia, having a great time celebrating the life of Bobby Weir. Somebody check in with Bill Kreutzmann and Mickey Hart, please. Let's just make sure those guys are okay. How about TC and Ned Lagan and Bruce Hornsby? They doing okay? We don't have many of them left. Anyway, I'm just about out of here. Got one more track for you. Never enough time to play all of it. Big thanks, though, for all of you tuning in, all the great comments you sent me. Let's finish you up with, like, really the just quintessential Grateful Dead song. I mean, if there's top three or four songs, this one always rises to the top. In 10 minutes, I think we can do it. I know we're going to do it. So going back to November 11th, 1973, one of the best Grateful Dead shows. The entire show is absolutely stellar. Check it out. I'll be posting this soon, the whole show. But in the meantime, a little Sugar Magnolia for you. Radio Valencia. See you next week.
sure did.